sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Here's your email.
The email is doseghostman@gmail.com.
Oh, perfect. Sir, that's correct. Everything is correct. So tell me, Mr. Young, are you going to place a new service or request? Or make
no,
a
I'm calling with a complaint. And I'm calling to express a concern. I have a technician here who's working. I have a technician here who is working on my dryer, and we had a breakdown on it, and the part came in, and he's putting the new part in. He has informed my wife that the dryer is clogged because it's dirty. And he's telling us that we're going to have to pay $55 if we want him to clean it. Now, I pay you guys $80 a month for a warranty. And your tech's out here and he finds a problem. It's under, I'm paying you $80 a month, $1,000 a year. And now I'm going to get charged an additional $55 if I want to get the dryer working again. I mean, it does, or $100 if I want you, if I want to put in another claim to have him come out and do a cleaning. This is ridiculous.
I see. Thank you for providing that information, sir.
Uh-huh.
No, yes, I do understand what you mean, because you pay the service call fee plus the monthly. It's just that Mr. Young, in this case, the technician is right. Here in the warranty, we only cover mechanical failure due to normal wear and tear. We do not do cleaning here. We do not offer those services. If the technician is willing to do it by himself,
you used
that's
to.
Right.
You used to. You used to. There used to be such a thing as customer service. But now that doesn't exist anymore. So Sears Home Warranty doesn't provide good customer service anymore, and I need to let my radio audience and my television audience know that. I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me know. I'll get this message out on broadcast today.
No, yes, I know what you mean, sir. So, Mr. John, well then, thank you for calling, and please have a very good rest of your day.
I'll have a great rest of my day, and I'm going to give. So, folks, the phone number, by the way, for you to call if you want to complain about Sears' poor service is 844-602-5613. 844-602-5613. And if you have a Sears home warranty, you might consider canceling it. Thanks. Have a good day. All right. Hey, welcome to the program. So that's how I began my day today, folks, is, we finally got the part. We've been without a dryer for, I don't know, man, like a month. It took them a month to try to figure out where the part was. And now, and that's our, you know, that is Joe Biden's wonderful supply chain at work. And now that they found it, and they come out and they discover that there's a fire hazard because there's all this lint built up in the dryer that could actually catch on fire, catch my house on fire. But, we're not going to clean that because, you got to give us more money if you want us to do that part of the job. Anyway, yeah, just, you know, this is an example. Hope and change. This is hope and change. This is what's going on. It's a minor annoyance, I suppose, but it's not, because it's just big companies like this sucking more money out. All right, I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, I'll be talking to you about a number of other issues to visit with you about. Also, coming up today on the program, we'll be having a conversation with David Shostokas about what's going on with SCOTUS. There's more decisions that are supposed to be coming out this morning. So by the time we get to David in about an hour, we hopefully will have some information for you, and we'll talk about those decisions. We'll talk about the abortion issue in the bottom of this hour with Reverend Clenard Childress, who is the founder of blackgenocide.org, identifying how the black community in particular has been the target of this. And we talked about this with Reverend Jackson and others. We've talked about this with over the course of our program. And we'll talk to Reverend Clenard Childress right after this. Why is it that they have to? But there's security. It's very interesting. Here's a story we're going to cover right now with my first guest, T. Rose, that just absolutely should concern every single person in our country. This is on the Homeland Security website. Homeland Security's website, okay? In their digital library, Climate Change Denial, The Toxic 10. This was so important that Homeland Security decided that they needed to make sure that they put this up on their site, because these organizations are, well, they are dangerous for America. Breitbart, Western Journal, Newsmax, Town Hall Media, The Washington Times, The Federalist Papers, Daily Wire. And they lump in Russian state media. It just blows my mind. Nice, nice. Patriot Post, and representing another member of the Notorious 10, who is regularly with me here on the program. We've been doing, I've been working with Newsbusters and MRC now for 10 years. And it's my pleasure to welcome T. Rose to the program, staff writer, researcher, Free Speech America. Hey, T. Rose, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Gray. Great to be here. I love this show so much. And the whole Media Research Center loves it as well. So I'm glad I get to represent them.
Well, so y'all are notorious now. You're on the 10 most toxic list.
Yeah, we are famous for being climate change denialists. Oh my goodness, Pastor Greg. Yeah, they came out. This is the Center for Countering Digital Hate, the CCDH. And they came out with a 2021 report and deemed us as part of their toxic 10. And they said how 10 fringe publishers fuel 69% of digital climate change denial. So they were urging big tech companies to censor our organization, as well as 9 other ones, because we deny climate change.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they are coming out, this center for, you know, they keep coming out. You know, you have SPLC, which is directly responsible, by the way, for the shooting that happened at FRC, 10 years ago. That took place there, where you had a deranged individual that walked in and actually shot people, predicated on what was listed on SPLC about Family Research Center. Then you've got the ADL, which is supposed to be the Anti-Defamation League, which claims to represent Jewish people in Israel, but it doesn't, because they're anti-Israel state, and they're anti-Jew, and they're anti-Christian. And they're anti-America, and they're anti-Constitution. And now we have a new one in this CCDH, and they're just trying to catch their 15 minutes of fame by coming up with this toxic list. The funding behind these attack organizations is just absolutely crazy. Here's another one that I believe I forwarded over to you as well. Catholic nonprofit grassroots organization sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland calling on him to condemn the attacks. Pro-life clinics, and I had Operation Compassion, I believe it was, no, Compass, I'm sorry, the Compass Center. I had Daniel on my program, was it earlier this week? I believe it was earlier this week, and we talked about, you know, the fire that happened in Buffalo, New York at their clinic. And here's the deal. The media frames this as though the pro-life clinics are actually really the problem. And yet, if you have people like the Benham brothers who stand on the sidewalk in front of a clinic praying and offering words of encouragement to young ladies that are considering ending a life, well, that makes front page news. And oh man, these radicals and right, T. Rose, help me out here. I'm mind blown.
Yeah, Pastor Greg, this has been crazy. I've been down at the Supreme Court just every time that there's an opinion day, which is usually twice a week, and I've just seen even the violence that's happening just right in front of the Supreme Court. This isn't the violence that's happening at night to these pro-life organizations or churches. This is a violence happening right there in front of our eyes, and people are not ashamed of it. The left, the pro-abortion, the abortion activists, they are adamantly just bashing anybody that says they're pro-life or affirming life. It's really disheartening. Like you said, the Catholic vote and conservative leaders are calling on the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland to publicly condemn these ongoing attacks. He hasn't said anything much about it yet, but so far there's been 25 groups that have signed on this letter, encouraging him to say, you know, we need to stop attacking pro-life centers and these churches for affirming life and helping women. You talked about Compass Care. You had that guy on your show, which I think is awesome. I wrote about them last week as well. And it's so sad because these are organizations, the Compass Care Pregnancy Center, or there's, you know, hundreds of them across the nation, and they are aiming to help people. They are not aiming to hurt. There's no evil intentions with them. But they are the victims of these attacks, and they're the victims of the vandalism and the graffiti and it's domestic terrorist attacks, if you ask me. It's erupting, and I don't think it's going to end anytime soon, unfortunately.
No, I'm afraid you're right. I'm afraid that and you know, the Supreme Court now is prepared to issue a ruling that's going to have the Mississippi court ruling that's going to have a dramatic impact on the continuation or the cessation of the federal government being involved via Roe v. Wade. And this is going to send it back to the states. That's what this is going to do, ladies and gentlemen. This is not an abortion ban, but it is saying that now it's going to be, again, back to a more constitutional perspective where the states and the individuals in the state have the opportunity to do it. But they're having to hold up on their decision because they have to be concerned about the security of their homes, of their families, and of their building. And the media is silent when it comes to that. We'll be back with more. And what about Colbert and the spin on J6?
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. My guest is Tiaren Rose Mandelberg, and just shout out to Mom. Want to say hello to your mom for me, and just... in case she is tuned in right now, we just give a shout out and say hello. Good to have you. Good to have the family listening today.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So Stephen Colbert, this one is really funny because he's pretty loud on the left, and he loves to go after, you know, conservatives and so on. And so here he is, Stephen Colbert, CBS's Late Show host, and I have a small problem. Seven of his staffers got arrested for being in an unauthorized area up at the Capitol, and they were doing skits. T. Rose, they were busy doing skits.
Wow! Yeah. Stephen Colbert is quite the character. I want to know who his acting coach is, because kudos to them. You know, he's just full of himself, and also just full of, you know, loving everything leftist. And it's honestly, to get props, at least I'm entertained by the insanity that he brings.
Yeah, he's oftentimes full of donkey dung.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, and then it's, you know, it's interesting. So he's like, well, you know, the Capitol Police, they're just, you know, doing their job, and my staff was doing their job. How is that? So for his staff, they're just doing their job. A doctor like Simone Gold, who is there and authorized to be there, and is trying to get to the stage that is authorized to be there, and she gets directed by Capitol Police. You can see it. Watch Capitol Punishment, CAPITOL. It's Nick Searcy's documentary that basically it's not. I mean, Nick Searcy throws in some comedy in it and satire, but essentially, have you seen it yet, T. Rose?
I haven't seen that, no.
Oh, man, you've got to see this. So what Nick has done is he has asked, they asked for and they got video from individuals that were there, their own personal video and video of people that were around. And it's just video, and you see the video. Now, they did do some interviews, like, for example, with a gentleman who's front door was smashed in, and who's, I think it was, she was 13, 12 or 13. She was taken, and she, they used the plastic handcuffs on her and dragged her out of the house and put her on her knees in front of her home at 13 years of age. So she, the 13-year-old girl, was such a threat to all of these fully armed, armor-clad, helmet-to-toe FBI agents with a 50-caliber gun, by the way, on top of a civilian doorbuster armored vehicle, that they were spinning around, and there's neighbors that have video of this, and the gun is spinning around pointed at neighbors' homes, and they're yelling at the neighbors to get back in their houses.
What in the world? She was 13 years old?
13 years old girl. A 13-year-old girl taken out, and they used the plastic zip strips, and they tied her hands behind her back and put her on her knees in front of her house on the street with her dad.
What the heck? What was their reasoning? Did they say?
Well, because he was one of the ones that breached the Capitol.
Right, right. And so the 13-year-old child is somehow at fault as well.
That makes sense. They broke in his front door, and they smashed the glass on his sliding glass door.
You know how traumatized I would be if I was 13 and dropped out of my house? That's not fair. That messed that child up. That's ridiculous. They weren't even considering her.
And she wasn't the only one. There was another family that was there where another young girl was also traumatized by the FBI and by their threatening behavior. It just makes me so angry. I'm sorry, but no, I'm not sorry. It makes me angry. It should make every American angry. Every American. Yeah. And then here's Stephen Colbert, and this is how the left treats this. He flips it, and oh, yeah, but everybody else that was there was evil. Everybody else that was there is deserving of you know, capital punishment. But my seven guys that were there, well, they were just doing their jobs, and they, you know, so, you know, it's not a big deal that they were where they were. And here's my whole point, T-Rose, is I'm not suggesting that the seven guys that were there, part of his staff that were doing what they were doing, didn't have a right to be there. What I'm saying is why are they going to be treated differently than the other people? Were there bad characters? Yes. Is the evidence coming out now that clearly shows that the FBI had embedded into certain groups and organizations to spur on issues? Yeah. All right. Just had to get that in there. T-Rose, thank you. Appreciate you. Capital punishment. Check it out, folks. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, hang on, folks. I think we got it.
Oh, please leave your...
Okay, I got one more number I got to call here. Hang on 1 second. We'll be right there. There we go.
Dialed is not in service at this time.
Okay, so that didn't work. Let's try it again. All right, so it didn't pick up. We're going to do this one. All right, we're getting Reverend Clenard on the phone right now.
Okay, I'm still here.
All right. I tried that other number. One was this number is not connected, and the other one didn't answer. So let's do this. We're live on the air, so let's do it.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. I welcome Reverend Clenard Childress, blackgenocide.org. Welcome to the program, brother.
Great being here once again. Always great to be with you.
Well, Supreme Court right now, they obviously are in pretty heavy debate on how they're going to issue. I'm assuming probably that a decision has been made and the opinions have for the most part been written. However, there have been so, I mean, look what happened to Justice Kavanaugh and the guy showing up there with a knife and a gun. You have the violence that has been taking place. Have you been there? Have you been in front of the Supreme Court? Have you gone up there?
No, I've been there in times past, but I know once this is overturned, the battle is going to be right here in my state for sure. Mm-hmm. We're having a rally at 11 o'clock at the State House. I'll be emceeing that rally, and we have various speakers coming in. We want to celebrate. It's not so much a we won to celebrate life itself, and they're going to be paying people to do this. My good mm-hmm. friend Herb Love, in Philadelphia, the Hope Pregnancy Center, here in the heart of Philadelphia, just where it needs to be. And there's been vandalism. His windows were broken out, and at his pregnancy center, somebody was paid to do that. Somebody was paid to intimidate. And just as it is with the Supreme Court. Now, I want to say to your listeners, the people are not the ones doing this. These are people who have been hired or being paid. All data shows that most Americans wanted restrictions on abortion. And all this does is put it back into the hands of the people and takes it out of the hands of judges. What's the problem? But this is the bullying, the evil. And Satan is outraged because his blood sacrifices will be less. And I'm just looking forward to now taking on the fight here in New York, New Jersey, I'm sure, and continuing the vein. It doesn't stop for me.
Right. So, I had Daniel Tomlinson on from Compass Care last Friday. And that's, of course, mm-hmm. the Pro-Life Women's Center in Buffalo, New York, that was burned to the ground. And these kinds of things are happening all across the country. But not only are they burning, you know, these centers, but I've been told by witnesses that say that the violence in front of the Supreme Court building is they've never seen the kind of behavior that they're seeing, and the ramp up that's happening right now. And here's the interesting side to this, I suppose. We've got in the background this J6 commission circus that's taking place.
Right.
Where they said, oh, these guys, these were rioters and da-da-da-da-da. Well, the more that they talk about it, the more the evidence shows FBI involvement, instigators mm-hmm. in the midst, the more that the evidence shows that the D.C. police, D.C. Capitol Police, were actually engaged in inviting people in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So all of the evidence doesn't match the even the media's just utter ridiculousness. And yet here we have people who are standing in front of the Supreme Court saying, if you vote this way, we are going to burn the building down. We're going to bomb the building. We're going to do it. They're saying all of this. And media is ignoring it. And
law enforcement is ignoring it.
Yep,
and
exactly.
They've been told to stand down. They've been told not to prosecute. We have basically, let's face it, we have a foreign power right now sitting in the White House. And they may be American, but they represent a foreign power. They represent something outside of the United States. You want to call it the New World Order. It's certainly the spirit of Antichrist, but this is not America in the White House, and they are looking to diminish the country, to fundamentally transform the country into socialism as much as possibly as they can. And that means control. And one of the means of control that they want to use is eugenics. They want to be able to socially engineer society. Mm-hmm. And is abortion is something that is very much a part of the game that they choose, or the devices they want to use to transform the nation, and they're about to lose that. So the shift is on.
Well, it's trickled down to every aspect of our lives. That's why I presented what my experience this morning with Sears Home Warranty coming in and doing a replacement part on my dryer and discovering that there's a fire hazard due to lint blocking in the dryer. And the technician says, I'm sorry, I hate to have to tell you this, but the policy now is we can't clean this unless you pay me more. You're paying $80 a month. I paid a $100 service charge for the guy to come out on top of that. But he can't actually do a full service. It's limited to one aspect. And even though there's a fire hazard, even though your house could burn down, I can't remove the fire hazard. I have to just leave it. I mean, I was in subrogation for 15 years. I collected hundreds of millions of dollars of insurance claims against insurance companies and businesses. That kind of a fire, that kind of a situation, my homeowner's insurance would have a heyday. They would love it because they would recover their money from Sears Home Warranty.
Exactly right.
But here's my point. How does it fit the narrative? It fits the narrative because, number one, the gentleman that was on that call was obviously not from here. He had a very, very foreign accent. Some other country was handling their customer service calls. And it is to break down our sense of the kind of nation that we live in. The very basic core value of life, value of excellence, value of doing your job, and being allowed to do, your best. You're not allowed anymore. Can't do that.
Right. New ethics, globalization of the world, but certainly who stands in the way? The United States. We are a free people. We were formed under Judeo-Christian ethic, basically the only nation to be formed on the Judeo-Christian ethic. Well, certainly New Testament speaking influence, and they are determined to cause this nation to be broken and to conform. And that's the whole thing. Will you comply? And we cannot comply. We just cannot. We have to see it for what it is. And certainly the abortion, this loss, if Donald Trump isn't president, this does not happen. If Hillary would have gotten in, it would have been over for us as a country, because we see what they're doing now. And we can also know that indeed we can resist. They, I believe, have overplayed their hand. I think many people are waking up for what this is. The key thing is elections. So we have to have fair elections. If we have fair elections, they're doomed. They are done. But I think right now we have to recognize, I think God is showing us what basically is entrenched in our country. We were asleep. We didn't see it for what it is. And now it's manifesting. So he's saying, what are you going to do about it? And if he's saying it to anybody, he's saying it to the church, who is the salt and light.
And the word of encouragement, I think, the flip side to all this is, the good news is we the watered down Jesus is not just about watering down, you know, what's right and what's wrong, but it's also about watering down the full measure of what Jesus has done to set us free from sin. And he has. We'll be back with more after this.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of your products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, Spirit Man perfected and Soulish Man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest is Reverend Clenard Childress, blackgenocide.org. And we, you know, I have for years brought up blackgenocide.org. I used to call Elijah Cummings' office when he was alive and he was a congressional member, because he was one of the leaders of that leftist black caucus, and I would talk to one of his staff about different things. He was always doing some radical thing, and then at some point I would say to the staff member, are you aware of or familiar with blackgenocide.org? And 99.9% of the time, they would always say no. And I would say, well, did you know that your boss pays for the funding of the murder of black babies? You should check out blackgenocide.org to learn more about it. It's a very serious problem. And the Black Caucus continues to vote to fund the genocide of black children. You mentioned about the eugenics issue, but you know, if you kill, I had somebody on earlier in the week that was talking about something like 20 million black lives that have been extinguished by abortion. Is that right? Or is it more than that?
It's over 20 million. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, think about the significant difference. You know, we've talked about this, you and I, before, and I've mentioned this before, but the only population in the country that has gone down in the last 50 years and not up is the black American population. There were 17%, and now it's hovering at around 12%. And you have to ask yourself why. And it's not, yes, is there violence? Is there all kinds of things that should be discussed and should be addressed? Yes. But the number one killer of black Americans is black Americans killed in the womb.
Yes. Still the most dangerous place for an African American to be is in the womb of their African American mother.
Wow.
And they get upset when I say that, but it's a sociological fact. It's not hyperbole or on ranting. That's a fact, and we need, it's a sobering fact, and we need to recognize that as a culture, as a people, and also to know that Planned Parenthood had deliberately targeted African Americans. It has been proven My good friend Mark Crutcher did an outstanding documentary, MyOpha 21, and also did the study when it came to locating the pregnancy centers, locating the abortion centers and where they were. And it was proven they are purposely located in minority neighborhoods. So that's an agenda. They don't. The crazy thing is, which you heard, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I've never seen the media can censor you, but man, they went beyond censorship when it came to Planned Parenthood's admission that Margaret Sanger was a racist and did great harm to people of color. Their own words. Now that came about because of lawsuits within. Okay, from other pro-choice women who said the organization itself, minority pro-choice women, brought a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood. So I guess they wanted to be on record before they got to the judge and there was a settlement that their inner administration is now looking to correct and confess and repent. But it didn't, to me, do a lot to affect African Americans, because that news of that basically wasn't talked about at all, even conservative outlets. That drum should have been beat, still be beating right now. And it's documented. They've done it, and when we are able to propagate it, it does have an effect. It does cause people to begin to go past the surface. And that's what you have to do when you start looking at abortion, go past the surface of it. And
you've got to start going back to the education system that's educating children that they're nothing but animals and they should just, you know, jump on each other like rabbits. And now they're including in that the idea that it doesn't matter male on male and what have you. They're regenderizing and changing that dynamic as well. But the other thing to understand in the midst of this battle is this. You know, the Supreme Court can issue a decision that may be the same as that which was leaked. And we'll have to see what that was all about. At some point, we'll get the truth on that, maybe. But even with that, it doesn't mean that states, for example, like Illinois, where you have, you know, in Chicago and you have high amounts of black population or, you know, what have you, it doesn't mean that those abortion clinics are going to close. It only means that the states and the individuals in those communities are now going to be able, free, to make a decision about this situation. And Reverend Childress, that's the problem that we've got, though, is we don't have people educated on truth, so that I don't see the black community having a dramatic change, and all of a sudden, because BLM wasn't standing in front of Planned Parenthood clinics.
No, protesting. They were collaborating. Exactly. They were collaborating with them, and the more this is getting out now, it does make it easier to talk to groups of African Americans, minorities, when it comes to the collaboration of BLM, simply because of the fact that Patrice Cullors and others have been exposed for just being having the most sophisticated extortion with basically no oversight at all. But that's another story for another program. But these things now, see, they're recognizing, and sometimes it's tough to judge because there isn't any honest media enough to really regulate. But the Democrat Party has lost a great portion of the black vote. Now, this is why voting is so important, and it must be scrutinized a lot more, because if it's the percentages that they're now reporting, and I think they're greater, they're saying 20%, they're done. Okay, right. they are done.
Yeah.
And so what you have to do, you have to steal elections,
and you have to basically correct
the books.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That, all right. Blackgenocide.org. Blackgenocide.org. Please check that out. Thank you, Reverend Childress. Talk to you next month. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.